This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Location, location, location. It's one of New York's biggest obsessions. And real estate is also an obsession for a new production from the Foundry Theater called Open House. It's set in 24 apartments in all five boroughs. The cultural critic Claudia LaRocco was at a show last night, and she's come by to tell us what she saw. Hello, Claudia.
Hey.
So what's the point of doing a play in people's apartments?
I think that real estate in New York is maybe the equivalent of the conversation you have about weather other places. It's sort of the fail-safe conversation, and it fascinates and tortures everybody. And this play, which takes place largely on a couch in whichever apartment it happens to be in, looks at a relationship through the lens of real estate.
Where did you see this play?
I saw it on the Upper East Side.
And what was it like in that setting?
It was interesting. Before each performance, apparently they have the host talk a little bit about their history in the neighborhood, the apartment. And I think a lot of people think of New York and they think change. And this play focuses on the ridiculous change that is sweeping through neighborhoods and gentrification and all of these things. And this woman, who she and her husband have lived in this apartment for 30 years, and she said, you know, it hasn't changed, the Upper East Side.
Gentrification hasn't reached the Upper East Side.
Well, it reached it so long ago. It's so deeply entrenched, you know.
So it sounds like audience interaction is also a vital part of this play.
I think so. And in a way, it makes most of the political points for the play. But I think that the point of view of the playwright is maybe more of this young artistic couple that is trying to scrape by and that tends to sort of hopscotch around these neighborhoods as they are gentrifying. And, you know, as I should include myself in this category, that we are both the people who are creating that gentrification and then fleeing it as it gets too expensive and sort of hypocritically bemoaning the fact that these neighborhoods are changing even as we change them.
Mm-hmm. You've written before about real estate and the arts. How does location affect the way art is made in your mind?
In New York, it has an incredible effect. Really, studio space is shrinking rapidly, and it is spread out on a much wider geographical space. So the effort, both physical and psychological, that it takes to organize just getting work done, I mean, just to get to the point where you can make work, is so intense for a lot of artists that it really shapes the ways in which artists think about what's possible. If you have to take your set to Queens and then you have to take it the next day to Brooklyn, you're going to have a really spare set. But I think also just in terms of crunching down the imaginative space that you have to think about making art, because it happens in such cut-off portions.
What kind of perspective did Open House give you on New York City?
I think really that there is no big perspective to have on New York City, that we all have such fragmented and specific ideas, and we're very certain about, well, this is my New York and this is the New York that was, or the best New York, while it's really changing all around us. Well, not on the Upper East Side, apparently, but everywhere else.
I've been speaking with critic Claudia LaRocco. For more information about the play Open House, visit our website, WNYC.org. You're listening to WNYC.